Okay, there you go. It started.
Where we start. Well, shut it off.
Colgan went down to Bethlehem and got and worked his way up. And the after Henry was killed, Mother decided to get us together in Bethlehem. I came out down from Mount Hermon, and Price came from New York and set up housekeeping down in Bethlehem. And World War I came on, and Colgan enlisted in the Naval Air Corps. In the meanwhile, he had gotten to be a melder and assistant melder that did the pouring down in two open hearth. And so he enlisted in the Air Corps, and while waiting for that, they replaced him. There was no Bill of Rights in those days at all, and companies tossed you around as if you were in a pig. And he went down to Pensacola, and Price was in four open hearth in Bethlehem, and in the duplex, and I was in the rolling mill, and I was too young to get promoted, so I went up the open hearth, which I got to be a first helper in nine months after a few arguments with S.J. Court about being too young. But I got my job as first helper in nine months. We progressed along, and Price was got on a huff and went down to Sparrows Point for a while, and I got on a huff and got fired, and plant shut down in 21, and then went down to Maryland for 6 months and got called back to the plant. Stayed at Aunt Mary's and worked on the farm. Then went down from Maryland and went down to, after getting in a bind, she was in the bind, the fall was coming on, the crops were cleaned up, and so went down to Sparrows Point and got a job in the tin mills. And then went up to Weisskettle and stayed up there for a couple of months and called up Bethlehem and got Mother to call and see if she could get me back to the mill, which she was able to do through Mr. H.C. Lewis, which was a little Scotch vice president that heard about us and had a little sympathy for Mother. I was on the road to be looked at as a possible foreman from there on out. After working half the first day, I was called up and made assistant labor foreman over 60 men.
Where did your mother live in Bethlehem?
Well, we rented for a while, and then we bought a house on St. Luke's Place. That's where you go down to the hospital off of Delaware Avenue, which we had the nicest, very nice part of the town. The Dr. Estes lived alongside of us, and his wife across the street, his family's wife across the street, I was working there and got to be a melder in three open hearth, and was laid off after 9 months of melting, and went down to Hythe and worked 9 months there, and Mella's job was opening up, and I yelled for it, and they wouldn't have said they wouldn't give it to me because my brother was assistant superintendent. So there was a bunch of hogwash, so I made up my mind in 1923 to, after paying for, paid for my car, I pulled out in March 1925 and came up here to Lackawanna looking for a job as Melton, and after doing a little talking and a little boasting and what have you and getting a little recognition, they put me on the to a fill-in one day, and I seemed to do all right, and I was on my way to as a foreman in the Lackawanna plant, the open hearth melter. And then I got a spurt of two weeks as a fill-in for Harry Cook, which had being recommended, he had didn't come out to work and going out on the corrals, and the boss got wise to him.
Hey there.
Up down the aisle there to St. Thomas, you know, Fifth Avenue.
At the Episcopal Church?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he do in New York City?
What was he doing?
Yeah.
Living on his money.
Oh.
Strictly on his money.
This is Haddon. Where'd it come from?
Huh?
Where'd it come from?
From real estate.
Real estate? New York real estate, Dad?
Oh, down the street one day. Well, the estate building, another one there. About five in a block, 10-story loft buildings.
Then where'd he get all his interest in the Carey Society?
Huh?
Where'd he get all his interest in the Carey Society?
Oh,
the
he
missions?
Was just that kind of
a man.
A man.
Uh-huh.
He, I went to this Carey, the Carey Society meetings with him. You know, the guys that you'd meet, you know, taking a walk with him one night, around an 8:30. Along Fifth Avenue and Central Park, around the 60s, 65. And, oh, hello, Mr. Carnegie, how are you? Oh, Andy Carnegie, huh? I want you to meet my young friend here, Andy Carnegie.
Okay. Isn't that nice that he took such nice interest in you?
Oh, yeah.
No,
it? I got a letter from him. In those letters, a letter.
Is he still alive?
Did I move out, huh?
He's gone
oh
now.
My
yeah,
God.
He would be what? He'd be way up.
Yeah, he'd gotten so. Now, people would say maybe he was a homosexual. Because he was nice to a young boy. Absolutely nothing.
Who would say, people would say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you said Pete, I was going to hit you.
No, people would say.
Yeah, I know.
See, nowadays, everybody, yeah. You can't be friendly with a young man.
Pete said the same thing about, you know, people talked about Pete and Clayton.
Hmm?
Pete talked about Pete and Clayton.
And Cousin.
No, people talked about Pete and Clayton Fry.
Oh.
You know? And it was his friend Islin that went down, what, with the Titanic or the Lusitania? Which one?
I think it was the Lusitania. It must have been the Lusitania.
The Lusitania, beginning of World War.
The Titanic went down well before the World War. And well, it must have been the Lusitania because he gave me all those morning suits and tuxedos and tails. And suits of clothes and the pea jacket. Oh, you should see. All I had to do was go out and get $1 million and I had the clothes.
Yeah, the clothes. Just didn't have any money to do anything with it. And his butler was a murderer.
Yeah, a colored man.
A colored man, and he got him off. Huh?
Got him out. James.
Hey, little. 76th Street, we live on 77th.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of behind us. Between
what would he do?
Madison and Park Avenue.
What would he do down at the missions when he'd take you down to the Bowery? It was down
we'll
the Bowery.
We'd go down there, had a prayer meeting, and the Tampa prayer meeting, and listen and bellow with the prayers.
That's where he
was. It was quite enlightening to me. And you'd sit there and hear this fellow singing all the prayers and saying how hard it was to kick the booze. They were real Bowery bums.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted everybody to pray for them, give them strength. And so they got salvation again. And get on the right path of the Lord. Amen, brother. Amen. My brother, there's no fool if you hear enough of that.
Yeah.
And he hears that. Thank God that keep me right, sits over for 24 hours, and know the poor son of a gun. That's really getting down there. Something to this. You know, he was a big influence in my life. He'd tell me about the, not having the father, he'd tell me about masturbation and things he shouldn't do. No, I had nobody to tell me.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it?
Well, it was great. It was
how long,
just like a parlor.
How long did you know him?
I imagine about 3 years.
About 3 years, yes.
Maybe more, because I knew that from the church, from St. Thomas's, he was Miss Jenny Kelly, Jenny Taylor, little buxom, ball of her.